Tonight we gather during what is sometimes called the Fall Triduum. It's also called All Hallowtide. The word hallow, you may know, means holy, and it refers to all the saints, to those who have gone before us. These 3 days are a period that begins with All Hallows' Eve, what we call today Halloween, continues through All Saints' Day, and leads us to tonight, All Souls' Day. And I think what unites these 3 days is the focus on God's faithfulness, the focus on the connection across time and space that we have in God, and most especially our connection with those who have died, who have gone before us, and how we remain connected to them. These 3 days assert that the veil between the living and the dead, between this world and eternity, is thin. On our Hallows Eve, the night we, as I say, call Halloween, in ancient times it was thought those who had died during the year were to be on earth that one last night, and they could even play tricks on the living if they wanted. That's where our trick-or-treating comes from. All Saints' Day was thought to be the day that God gathered all who had died and brought them to the beginning of that journey that would lead them to come into the fullness of God's presence. All Saints' Day is that day we remember the saints who have gone before us, those faithful Christians, the exemplars of the faith, those who ran with endurance this race, this earthly life, and faithfully followed Jesus, some even paying the ultimate price as martyrs. All the saints are those who are known to us. Their names are on our calendar, and we keep their feast days throughout the year. This last day of All Hallowtide, All Souls' Day, is something different. It's much more intimate, for this is the day that we remember those who have died that we know and love, those that are not perhaps on the church's calendar. This is the night that we gather to pray for those in our parish who have died in the previous year. It's also the time we pray for those departed who are known to us and loved by us. It's also the time that we pray for those who have no one to pray for them, those whose names are not known by anyone. And so in this liturgy, we remember those we love and see no more, those who worship God on a distant shore, having been separated by us from us by death. And the promise, as I say, of these days is that we remain connected. We remain connected with those who have gone across the gate of death. And what's sure is that in God's economy, the love that we share with them does not end. Our relationship with them does not end. It certainly changes, but it is not ended. And so we gather to remember that, and we gather also to pray for those who have died as they journey into the fullness of God, and trusting, of course, that they pray for us as we make this earthly journey. This truth is echoed for me in words from the Society of St. John the Evangelist in Cambridge in talking about this night and talking about that connection in the communion of saints. Brother Jeffrey Tristram writes, and I quote, "Death cannot kill the love which binds us together with our departed loved ones in a communion which transcends time and space. For it is ultimately the unbreakable bond of love which lifts us above both time and space and into the very life of God." Unquote. And so the veil between the living and the dead is indeed thin. Through the communion of saints, we remain connected with those who have gone before us. Nothing in this world, not even death itself, is able to separate us from God and from those we love. The power of God is greater than all the forces of this world, greater even than death. In our epistle, St. Paul reminds us that death has been swallowed up in victory. Though Jesus was nailed to the cross, was crucified and died, God raised him on the third day. And through his victory over sin and death, Jesus destroyed once and for all death's power. Thanks be to God for this victory. And thanks be to God that through the waters of baptism we are claimed by Christ forever. We are united to Christ in a death like his, so that we might share in his resurrection life. But it is also true that when those we love die, there is a sting. There is a hole in our lives. But that sting of death will not last forever. Those who die are gathered to God, worshiping for eternity around God's throne with all the saints of God. And we trust one day we will take our place among them in our heavenly home. And we're assured in tonight's lesson from the Book of Wisdom that the dead are indeed safe in God for eternity. The reading assures us that the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. No torment shall touch them. They are at peace. Those we love who have died are at peace in God for eternity. They are safe. God watches over them just as surely as God watches over us. And so in that promise, we know joy. But just because there's joy in that hope of resurrection, it does not take away our sorrow when someone we love dies. When someone is taken from us by death, we know pain, we know grief, and we look to hold on fast to our Christian hope. Our grief is, I think, a sign of the love that we share, of the love we have for those who have died, and of the loss in their being taken from us. And so All Souls Day gives us that opportunity for a time to grieve those who have died, a time to trust that Jesus is present with us in our grief, that Jesus promises to carry us, to comfort us, and assures us with the promise of his resurrection. Now, what we do this day in talking about death and grief and gathering to remember is in many ways in opposition to our world. Our society tries very much to ignore, to deny death. It's hard because tonight reminds us that we all are mortal, that we all die. As Paul says, we all are mortal, and the mortal cannot inherit the immortal. The perishable cannot put on the imperishable. And so each of us must die in order to put on eternal life. But our society tries to ignore all that, even going so far as to sometimes telling us that once a funeral for someone we love is over, now it's time to get on with it, get back to normal, as if somehow grief just will end. But I think the reality is different, that grief doesn't work that way. It's not quite so neat and tidy and confined to a time period. Even years after a loved one dies, we can still know grief. And grief can come upon us expectedly on those days that mean something, like the anniversary of death. But grief can also come upon us unexpectedly, without warning, be triggered by some kind of memory, by an experience. This indeed is natural. And when we experience any grief or sorrow, I think it's healthy to let it happen, to acknowledge it, to honor whatever feelings come up for us. We can bring those before God in prayer, trusting that God will hear our prayer, that God is with us to carry our sorrow, to comfort us. We can also share our grief with our family, our friends, with our parish community, supporting one another as we travel through this life. But even in moments of grief or sadness, we still, those of us who follow Jesus, dare to proclaim the joy of the resurrection, knowing that those who have died are safe with God, and like us, they are on a journey. They are moving more and more into the fullness of God's kingdom, coming into God's presence, where they will see God face to face. In our gospel tonight, Jesus tells us that whoever hears his word and believes in the one who sent him has eternal life. Those who have died hear the voice of the Son of God and will live. Our beloved dead, though parted from us in this life, follow where Jesus has gone before us to prepare a place for us, where they will live for eternity with God. They are moving into the fullness of that heavenly banquet prepared by God for God's beloved children. And we are promised that one day we too will take our place with them. We will worship with those we love. We will be gathered with all the saints of God, all the hallowed, at the throne of the Lamb. Until that day, let us remember those we love and see no more, giving thanks for their presence in our lives, offering prayers for them as they journey into eternal life, and trusting that they are safe and that they pray for us as we continue our earthly pilgrimage. Thanks be to God for the victory Jesus has won for us, defeating death, winning for us eternal life. And thanks be to God for the love of those we have known and that we know in Jesus, and for the love that we share with all the faithful departed, with all the saints of God. Amen.